Lemmy Wright was the boss. Now, he was the superintendent there of the Mine 18.
In 1900, Mr. Williams opened up a mine that was called Williams Siding. And Daddy, being a carpenter, took him there to build a camp. And that's how come me to get to work so early, trapping. I call it trapping. I went to trapping, 9 years old, and I trapped 3 years. I driven beautiful. I laid track. I run a machine. I run a motor. I repaired. Then I went up on the river, the 18th, that new mine, and they built me a six-room house, and I paid $26.10 a month rent.
And we had plenty of food. We were better off than a lot of people. I can remember my daddy going out and coming back with two 50-pound cans full of molasses. We had, now this before I was married, we had chickens. We kept ducks at time. We had maybe a couple cats all the time. We always had a dog. And of course, we kept a cow all the time. Dad was a good boss. Mama used to say he told us what to do.
To be a good superintendent of a hand-loading operation, you had to be known as a very fair man. And Lemmy Wright had a reputation. If you do the dirty work this time, you'll get better work the next time.
And Lemmy, now my two oldest brothers, they would have liked to put him in a jug and put the lid on him a few times. But to me, he'd always give me a lot of breaks.
A man is what you're making. Now, if a man does something wrong, and you jump on him right in front of the crowd and bawl him out, you've killed his spirit. Well, if you wait, call him off to yourself, and say, you made a mistake the other day. Well, he's in good humor then, he can see it.
They worked for 52, and they had labor trouble, and they closed all their mines down. Then they were down almost 2 years.
Well, they claimed it was a coal sale.
They wanted to break the union. I reckon they thought I was a little too nice to the men.
After Mr. Wright left, Mr. Slavin was superintendent there, and he moved his family there.
Well, the first work I did was around sawmills. Now, working in sawmills and driving teams. I started now helping my dad in the tie woods and things down the woods, and I was about 11 years old. And my brother-in-law was working in the mines up here, stirring down a place they called Co-op. And he got me a job hauling after the machine. Then they made me machine boss, and I kept that a while, and then went from that to assistant foreman. Then from assistant foreman to mine foreman, then from mine foreman to superintendent, and then from superintendent to general superintendent over all the mines.
Back there when Lemmy was running, they had a lot of hand loading. When Kathy Mary is all on the joy loading at that time.
Well, I was the superintendent's daughter. There were concrete steps that came up from the railroad tracks up into the yard area, which there wasn't very much yard because there were so many rocks. You walked into a living room, which was, I would say, 9 by 12, and then to the right of the living room was a bedroom, which was, I'd say, 9 by 10 or something. You went on back toward the kitchen, and there was another bedroom and a bathroom to the right. The bathroom was to the right, and the bedroom was to the left. There was only about four of them that had bathrooms.
He got us a TV. We had never had a TV before, and of course, the only way we could have it would be to have the antenna up on top of the mountain, which was, it cost an awful lot of money for that time.
If we knew that house was coming empty, we would go and they'd give it to whoever they wanted to give it to. So we would go and talk to the superintendent of the camp, of the mines, as the man that took care of that. If we could get there first and he liked us well enough, we got the house.
If his wife had a lot to do with it, too. If she liked you, you'd get the house.
I'd rather have one good old satisfied man than have a dozen dissatisfied fellas.
We had some of the best men that ever were in the world.